तो इंडिया में आपको एक दो महीने लग जाएगा, इंडिया में दो महीने आपको लग जाएगा।
ऑस्ट्रेलिया
में सुरभि तो है वृंदावन में, लेकिन जो संधिनी तत्व लक्ष्मी तत्व है, वो संधिनी लक्ष्मी तत्व महाविष्णु की जो आलादनी शक्ति है, जो लक्ष्मी का गोपी तो राधांश है, लक्ष्मीांश नहीं।
जैसे लक्ष्मी से लिखा है, सो क्या माने लक्ष्मी सहस सता संभ्रम से बो,
कहां पर लिखा है
ये ब्रह्म से लिखा।
हाँ
लक्ष्मी नाम है,
लक्ष्मी तो मतलब जैसे श्री कृष्ण जी को भी कह देते हैं, अब वो विष्णु श्री कृष्ण को लिखा है महाभारत में,
वो जो लक्ष्मी नहीं है,
लेकिन वो लक्ष्मी तत्व
नहीं है, लक्ष्मी क्यों लिखा
है, अब विष्णु शब्द लिखा श्री कृष्ण के लिए महाराष्ट्र में, महाराष्ट्र में श्री कृष्ण को विष्णु
लक्ष्मी बताया। लक्ष्मी सहस्र सत लक्ष्मी सब भगवान की सेवा में जीतता है, वो तो गोपी है, वो गोपी सब लक्ष्मी से ही बताया गया, लक्ष्मी उनको प्रवेश अधिकार
है, लक्ष्मी नारायण मंदिर,
बाकी जो गोपी लोग हैं उनको भी ब्रह्म सिद्धा लग जाए।
हाँ
लक्ष्मी
नहीं, कहने को तो शब्द के उसके अर्थ बहुत हो जाते हैं,
तो जो कुछ हो है।
अच्छा वृंदावन की मान्यता हमारी गोपियों का सत्य भाव था श्री कृष्ण के प्रति,
नहीं सखा भाव है, सखा पुमलिंग पुमलिंग,
जिसे ये आपको स्मरण होगा कहां पर है,
Like Lord Chaitanya, you have also showed him the right way. What was the discussion about Lakshmi?
He said that Lakshmi has no entrance in the love. I said that in Brahma Sangha, it is Lakshmi, Sahasra, what are these Lakshmi? So gopis are also Lakshmi. Krishna is accepted as Lakshmi. Krishna is Prajit, Vishnu, Narayana. Therefore, he is the God friend, they are also Lakshmi. Without being Lakshmi, how they can associate with Krishna? Ananda, Chinmaya, Rasa, Pratibhaya, they are all people.
Verbal communication is the only way of talking in the spiritual message. Is verbal talking the only way in which one can communicate with the spiritual master? I've always been afraid to ask because I don't know if it's proper. But you being the external manifestation of Super Soul, if we are having questions, doubts when in your absence, if we are receiving indications, is there any possible way that someone who is so conditioned can have any understanding of proper action in your absence? In other words, if I am in your absence and I am in great doubt and I am praying to Super Soul, please save me somehow. if I receive some action which I must do, or if some course of action becomes obvious, should I trust that, considering that you're communicating with me, or?
That depends on purity. If one has become pure without any material desire, then that is okay. But if there is some material desire, we cannot expect that.
So I have much material desire.
I do not say you or he. This is the process. This is the process.
What in the meantime? Until we have reached the pure state.
In the meantime, it is not possible. Directly.
So we must communicate with you verbally or through letters.
Master. You cannot concoct. Now I am getting directly. No.
So the nature of the communication with the spiritual master in our state is only through power.
Spiritual master, Krishna is also spiritual master. But Krishna sends spiritual master, his representative, and you can appreciate externally, directly. Otherwise, Krishna is already spiritual master. He could give you instruction from the very beginning. But why is sending his representative? What is the use?
We're not able to.
Because unless we are completely purified, Krishna does not talk directly. Therefore, you have to understand Krishna through this material.
So when we are having doubts, the only possible way, no matter what the indications are, is simply follow your instructions in all circumstances.
And Krishna under the instruction of Guru. Not
directly. So
that I was explaining in the morning. One has to get the order of Krishna through the media, live media of spiritual.
So all of my activities, unless they're directly following your order, are more or less a concoction of my mind.
Office, he cannot contact the proprietor directly. There are subordinate officers. Through them, you have to take the proprietor's office. The office master is there. You have to satisfy the office master. He cannot directly approve the proprietor. If you satisfy the office master, then you have promotion and other things. All right. But if you want to I have got practical experience. One of my friends, he was working in office, so the proprietor was there, and many other employees were there. So that my friend, he suggested something to the proprietor, and the proprietor immediately dismissed him. This man want to suggest me? This is immediate. Even his name, it is bad. And then I got practical experience. He later on, he became so sorry. No, it is the process. So, this is practical. we should not try to approach directly Krishna. That is my point. Good idea. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Gopi Bhakti Pada Kamalayo Dasa 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 Anudasa. I'm a servant of a servant. So you have to serve your immediate master. Dasa Dasa Anudasa. Servant of a servant. If you want to jump over the original master, that is not true. Then you will be dismissed. That's what it says.
Associating with him is so wonderful. And yet,
just like here in Vrindavan, I was here, and I am sitting here, I was sitting here, this is very glad. I was writing at home. And when I was hungry, I was telling my food here, same thing. So, that is one thing, just like there are many persons. But because my spiritual master wanted, so I, in 70 years old, when I thought, now I shall go, I went. To serve the order of my spiritual master. Otherwise, I am sitting here till now. I am old man, I am chanting. Exactly, because that is my first business.
Were you just waiting to finish your book?
Yes, I was just creating the situation, how I should serve my spiritual master. Not that I was trying to directly contact Krishna. That was not my thing. Very difficult. If anyone wants to contact directly Krishna, I don't know.
There's the devotees who are not yet purified. If the devotee is not yet purified, why is the temple president a representative of you? If we are not at the purified stage, then why is the temple president a representative of yourself?
To carry his order. That is purification. If you create your own atmosphere, then you become impure. If you simply carry out the order of the spiritual mind, then you become impure. If you do your own business, then you become impure. You cannot do anything which is not ordered by your spiritual mind. Of course, everyone should have sense. It's not that we are dull, stone. Unless it is moved, it cannot be. We are not moving power. But the basic principle should be to carry on the orders. Many of us. Otherwise, we are not.
Sometimes we have the experience. Someone in authority who is obviously not following your instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Someone in authority who is obviously not following your instructions.
That you are not to judge.
Ah.
You are not to judge. You should be, you should know that this man is appointed as a penalty of my spiritual life. I must follow. You cannot judge him.
Mm-hmm. That's the point.
That is not your business.
And we simply wait for further instructions from you and keep...
No final instructions. So long he is present, you must follow. If he is wrong, that will be corrected by the spiritual mind. He cannot correct him. Otherwise, obedience is the first discipline. If you do not obey the representative authority, then there cannot be any discipline. And everything will be topsy-turvy.
You would rather have us follow the temple president than to...
If he is wrong, because he may say, he will come out. So the steps will be taken by the spiritual path. And you cannot, do not try to rectify.
Our advancement is the same? Our advancement is going
you
on.
You follow. Evam parampara prapta. Gopi bhakti pata kamale udhar udhar sar udhar. Servant of the servant, servant, servant of the servant. Then this is all.
That's the consideration. Advancement is the same.
I know I am making mistakes.
Why do you teach?
That's my question.
Stop teaching. You know your mistakes and your preaching, but it is nonsense.
My preaching must be perfect.
Yeah. Perfect means as your heart from your spiritual heart. That's the thing. We are not perfect, none of us. But if we perfectly follow the orders of the perfect, then we are perfect. We should not think that I have become perfect. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Guru Mare Murkhore. He presented himself as full number one. So we should always keep ourselves as full number one. That I am not perfect. I am full number one. But whatever I am doing, I am carrying the orders of the perfect. That is my duty. I am not perfect. Suppose I give you a mariyada, $5,000. That is not my money. I am not rich man. But the money is paid by somebody else, I gave you. That is my purpose. If I don't touch it, I do not take $500 per in, and I deliver it. But that is my purpose. I may not be a rich man, but if I deliver that amount to you in perfect order, that is my question.
Sometimes due to my conditioning, I cannot exactly understand what you are saying.
You cannot understand what I am saying, that you should ask, repeat, try to understand it rightly. I cannot understand this. And explain, put it to the immediate president or any God member. Still, he cannot explain. If he feels animal, he cannot follow to me. This one.
What if I don't know I haven't understood? What if I think I have understood, but I have actually not?
There are many things like that. So, you should try to understand it fully. Why is the understanding half as well? You must try to understand fully.
Position to criticize his God brothers? No matter what.
And criticize if you are right. You cannot criticize wrong.
Instructions rather than our sense gratification.
It is not right that you say that. Sense gratification is wrong. You cannot rectify your sense. you have to enjoy your senses in the service of the Lord. That is part of it. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhaktivichya. That is our only business.
Everyone has got
that. God has guaranteed.